The Paddy defeat here in the Athletics grounds, you came close there. So you said, how do you sum that one up?
Oh look, I was only just thinking of myself coming off the field. It's not going to be the easiest thing watching that game again, you know, and analysing it, because like, we started at the wrong tempo. I think we gave them a little bit too much respect, and that was made very clear at half time. And you know, we let the handbrake off then and really started going at them. And again, it's frustrating, because it's not any lack of effort. It's just, you know, it came down to some poor decision making there, and you know, the lads themselves feel gutted about it, because like, we were in the ascendancy there at a crucial stage of the game, and just the wrong options. And I didn't think faith really helped us either. You know, it's I was mystified by a lot of the decisions that were going on out there as well. You know, and just couldn't understand them. And you know, what we were seeing, and what everyone was seeing, and what the official obviously was seeing, were two different things. But you can't do anything more than that. You just got to live with that. You know, it puts us in a situation now where we've got to win our two remaining matches if we want to stay in the division. And that's, you know, we certainly still showed plenty of glimpses there that we can play football. But look, it's a disappointing day, because we know ourselves, there's very little between us, but between ourselves and our ma, and I suppose, you know, there may be an occasion, we can't count our chickens yet, but we know that, you know, those two teams could meet later on in the year again. So we'll take the lessons and the learning from it.
Yeah. You mentioned about that injection that was under the game from Donegal's point of view at the start of the second half. Hugh McFadden was very much crucial in that, so it wasn't that third quarter.
Yeah. Well, I think we just changed the emphasis of what we were trying to actually do. We were going somewhat more direct, and I think that, you know, showed. It's still, like, you can see yourself there, the few lads have only just come back from injury, and, you know, you see Kieran coming in there as well. I mean, all good footballers, but with very, very little football played, and I suppose that might have affected, you know, the on-field decision-making. It tends to happen, you know, when it really comes down to the white heat of battle. So, look, you know, we're very, very disappointed, but we have to keep motoring on. There's no question of that.
Yeah. And I know you said as well in previous games that you were trying to eradicate the mistakes because you were getting punished all the time. Yeah. On that front tonight, how was it for you, Paddy? I know that they did hit us for a couple of scores off the back of mistakes and turnovers.
Yeah, well, that's the frustration. Yeah. Like, that's the frustration. It does take time to change habits, and you know, it's those split second decisions are, you know, you'd like to think that the lads have the courage to do it, but we just know the football is there. The football is in the Donegal lads. There's no question about that. But we still have to, you know, we know that there's still a big room for improvement. But you know, we really are in a situation now where, you know, we really have to dig deep now and show a lot of character to keep ourselves where we want to be.
Yep. You get a bit of a break now for 2 weeks before you meet Mayo. I suppose it's a welcome break, does it?
Well,
it gives you time to sort of regroup.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And the lads themselves, there won't be any break for them. You know, we've an awful lot of work to do, and you know, we know the these games are coming ticking fast, and championship is looming as well on the horizon as well. So, look, we just have to push on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it getting harder now? Is it with 2 games to go?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I mean, that's the first game of the weekend. I'm sure it'll be interesting to see what happens now over tomorrow as well. But you know, it would have been great to have come out and the other end of that. There, just a few little things that those decisions, particularly at that level of football, you know, one or two things go against you, and you can see that what's happened. But I didn't think we just didn't get the rub of the green at all on the day.
Yeah. Not too far away. Is there a big performance still to come from this group in the remaining 2 games?
Absolutely. You know, that's you know, it's the hallmark. Looking back kind of forensically at the game so far, we've seemed to, at various stages of the games, we're able to play some very serious football, you know. But, you know, in Division 1 or coming into the Championship, you've got to be able to sustain that for the 70 minutes. And you know, we didn't get near that today, you know.